At the Seaside depicts women and children, possibly the artist's family, relaxing beside the water. Beginning in 1891, William Merritt Chase taught at a summer art school in Shinnecock in the town of Southampton, Long Island, a stylish resort where he and his family lived in a summer home provided by the school. Many of Chase's outdoor scenes of the 1890s focus on figures engaged in informal activities at Shinnecock. In his representation of the figures in this scene, Chase suggests faces and limbs with single virtuoso brushstrokes. He is liberated from the constraints of academic perspective and of classical composition, and instead distributes the figures along the water's edge asymmetrically and informally. Chase's appreciation of Japanese design precepts is apparent in that arrangement and is restated by the huge Japanese parasols that shelter the figures. These compositional innovations can also be seen to reflect Chase's positive response to Impressionism, a widespread influence on American painting in the 1890s. Chase wrote, "Men like Monet succeed in rendering a brilliant and almost dazzling impression of light and air. In this marvelous canvas, Chase accomplishes just such an effect."